Is the new Cold War the wrong map entirely? The accumulation of military escalations, drone strikes on NATO territory, autonomous ground robots in frontline combat, Coast Guard vessels repositioned near Taiwan, a seized Russian tanker in the Atlantic, has reinforced a prevailing analytical framework that the world is entering a new Cold War with clearly defined blocs and a familiar logic of deterrence and proxy competition. That framework is worth scrutinizing. The original Cold War featured near-total economic separation between adversarial blocs. Today, China remains deeply integrated into global supply chains, including for Western technology companies, and Russia continues selling energy to European customers through various intermediaries. The economic decoupling, for all the tariffs and sanctions, remains far more limited than it was during the original Cold War. Technology also operates differently. During the Cold War, advanced capabilities were largely national assets controlled by governments. Today, artificial intelligence, semiconductors, and biotechnology advance through private companies operating across borders, systems that governments can influence but not fully control. The nuclear balance has similarly fragmented. Where the original Cold War featured two superpowers with relatively predictable command structures, nuclear capabilities now extend across multiple states, with varying degrees of political stability and differing strategic calculations. Two alternative frameworks merit consideration. One holds that the post-World War II international order is breaking down without a coherent replacement emerging, producing more chaotic and less predictable conflict patterns than Cold War logic would anticipate. Another suggests that technological change is outpacing political and institutional adaptation, generating tensions that reflect governance failure rather than fundamental ideological rivalry. If either alternative proves closer to reality, current military buildups and alliance configurations may be preparing for the wrong kind of conflicts. Traditional deterrence presupposes rational state actors with defined objectives. It becomes significantly less reliable when conflicts involve non-state actors, technological accidents, or institutional failures. The signals to monitor, analysts suggested, include whether conflicts remain geographically bounded, whether alliance commitments hold under real pressure, and whether international cooperation on AI, space, and cyber governance makes meaningful progress or continues to lag behind capability development.